Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry, and thank you for tuning in to Polonia Today. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host, and today, as always, Chopin's concert, Rondo Krakowiak, welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And as the summer season winds down, although I believe there are still many good days to be had at the beach, let's listen to this oldie, Stan Boris and Dzika Plaża, That Deserted Beach.
La 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 la. Morze dookoła, z wysokiego brzegu wieczór mety woła. Aż przy twarzy, dłonie w dłonie, przytuleni, zamyśleni, zakochani, idą brzegiem ku jesieni. Roześmiany razem z tobą szedłem plażą zakochany.
And in the news, Ukrainian forces are making important progress in their summer counteroffensive against Russia's invading army. The U.S. Secretary of State has said. Antony Blinken made the statement during a visit to Kyiv last week. Blinken is the first senior U.S. official to visit Kyiv since Ukraine launched a counteroffensive against Russia in early June. Before a meeting with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, Blinken told reporters he was encouraged by the counteroffensive's effects so far. America's top diplomat said, "Certainly, we see the important progress that's being made now in the counteroffensive, and that's very, very encouraging." He added, "We want to make sure that Ukraine has what it needs, not only to succeed in the counteroffensive, but has what it needs for the long term, to make sure that it has a strong deterrent." Ukraine has retaken more than a dozen villages and small settlements in its offensive, but its push into Russian-held territory has been slowed by minefields and trenches, the Reuters news agency reported. U.S. officials last week said they had seen progress in the southeast, according to Reuters. Earlier in the day, Blinken met with Ukraine's Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal to discuss the protection of Kyiv's energy infrastructure against possible Russian missile attacks, and with the foreign minister, the news outlets reported. Ahead of the meeting with Shmyhal, the U.S. State Secretary said he was visiting Ukraine at the behest of President Joe Biden to reaffirm our commitment to stand with you, to stand with you to help ensure that you succeed militarily in dealing with the aggression, but also to stand with you to make sure that your efforts to build a strong economy and a strong democracy succeed. During his visit, Blinken was expected to announce a new package of U.S. wartime assistance worth more than $1 billion, Reuters reported. Blinken's trip was overshadowed by a Russian attack on Wednesday that killed at least 17 people in the eastern city of Kostyantynivka, the Associated Press news agency reported. Zelenka condemned the attack, which officials said hit a crowded market in the city in the Donetsk region close to the battlefield. Zelensky said a child was among the dead. An official said at least 32 people were hurt. Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24, 2022, launching the largest military campaign in Europe since World War II. Last Wednesday was day 560 of Russia's war on Ukraine. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and events in Philadelphia's Polish American community after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today here at WWDB 860 AM. And today, we'll enjoy Highlanders music, about which they themselves say, you either love this music or you hate it. The Tatras are the highest mountains in Poland and Czechoslovakia, and also the highest range of the vast system of Carpathians, which extend from Upper Silesia to the Balkans. They have been described as the Pearl of Poland and Czechoslovakia, an island of rock and beauty, steep and forbidding, more alpine in parts than the Alps themselves. The Tatras have for a long time been a location of symbolic meaning for Poles. There's a well-known legend in Poland about a knight who was transformed into the mountain Giewont, the most visible peak of the landscape viewed from Zakopane, the main town of Podhale, at the feet of the Tatra's northern side. This hero, asleep inside a mountain, is one day to emerge and renew all things. The Tatras constitute the boundary of Polishness, the sacrum wherein the wasteland character, purity of its inhabitants' customs, and the spectacular wilderness of the landscape have been used for symbolic purposes. The Romantic poets were supposed to see the whole of Poland from the high peaks, undergoing ecstatic experiences. The Tatras were the center of the Slavic world, the cradle of Polishness. And we'll pause here for this waltz by the Trebunia family band, which normally consists of four or five fiddlers and a bassi, a bass player. Władysław Trebunia is the father figure of the band, a graduate of the Academy of Arts in Kraków, who specializes in painting on glass. He was exposed to this music since birth. His grandfather was a famous bagpiper who played for Szymanowski. Władysław is described as an eccentric, stubborn man who is a passionate artist and musician, teacher and ethnographer, a proud peasant gural, philosopher and intellectual all-in-one. Here's a waltz by the Trebunia family band. Continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today with the Highlanders. The wasteland and forests near the mountains were an ideal refuge for anyone seeking to escape the long arm of the law or recruitment into the army. Janosik, the famous bandit of the Slovak part of this area, has often been compared to Robin Hood. Likewise, the Tatra banditry was often considered as the most outstanding peasant anti-feudal movement in Europe. These people were organized into bands, each led by a chief or harnash. They swooped down unexpectedly from the mountains and attacked manors, settlements, or convents, and escaped with the booty back to the mountain wilderness. The bandits led a colorful, unconstrained life full of violent robberies, daring escapes, festivities, and dancing in the local inns. They often became famous and took on historical significance as legendary heroes. But the end of their life was always the same, and always tragic. The best they could hope for was the gallows. Sabawa, the legendary Gural bard and musician, used to say, "To hang on the gibbet is an honorary thing. They don't just hang anybody, but real men." And let's pause here for this Zbunitsky, probably originating on the Slovak side of the Tatras, which celebrates the legendary robbers who roamed the mountains, especially in the 17th and 18th centuries. Music for the Zbunitsky dance features a march rhythm with a lilting upbeat accompaniment in which violins bow downward on each beat with the basse, the basses, and an up bow between each beat, effectively playing twice as fast as the basse. This rhythm immediately distinguishes the Zbunitsky from other gurala music, for which the accompanying violins play only on the beat with the basse. We'll now hear the Trebunia family band again and some Zbunitsky tunes, the Brigands dances.
Thank you.
continuing in the cultural corner with the Highlanders. Music from the Tatras is instantly distinguishable from the popular and folk music of the rest of Poland. Its lean, angular, freely interpreted melodic ideas tend to start high and descend within each phrase, and are usually played in an unaccented double meter. The tunes are never played the same way twice, but a complex of melodic shapes, rhythmic patterns, accompaniment patterns, and sometimes associated dance steps combine to distinguish one piece of music from another. The ability to improvise is a mark of the best górale fiddlers. Usually in podhale, men and women sing in the same octave, a very unique feature of górale musical style, requiring men to sing in a high register and women to sing in a low chest voice. Improvisation is key, and as the górale themselves say, you either love this music or you hate it. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with the Trebunia family band again and a medley of wedding songs.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily, phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Bologna Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia, the Associated Polish Home invites you to continue to enjoy the beer garden on Friday evenings from 6 to 11 p.m. Good friends and good fellowship, Ziggy's Polish Kitchen, a well-stocked bar, including those refreshing Polish beers. Come on out while the weather still permits. And to all Polish citizens with valid passports, note that Polish parliamentary elections will take place in Philadelphia on Saturday, October 14th from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. at both the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa and St. John Cantius Parish in Bridesburg. Information on how to register and succeeding programs, but you must have a valid Polish passport to be eligible to vote. And don't miss this opportunity to hear a story not often told. Meet the local author, Dana Chmara, Learn about eyewitness accounts of Polish Christian World War II survivors. You're invited to a special book signing, Surviving Genocide by Dana Chmara, local author and historian. Monday, September 18th, 5 to 9 p.m., Leonardo's Restaurant, Lawrenceville, New Jersey. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, personal recollections book at gmail.com. And as TJ signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to John Gura and the Gurale, who are appearing at the Częstochowa Shrine Festival today, the last day of the festival. Zagraj mi muzyczko. Thank you for listening to Polonia Today. Till next Sunday at 1:30. Do usłyszenia.
Zagraj mi muzyczko.
Plan barbecues and weddings. You can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Cardiology Physicians is dedicated to providing the highest quality cardiovascular care in Delaware and its surrounding areas. Having the best care means having the best people on staff. They're excited to welcome Dr. Max Weiss to the practice. A graduate of Emory University and completing his fellowship in electrophysiology at the University of Michigan, Dr. Weiss will begin on August 15th at both locations, Abbey Medical Center in Newark and Folkestone Plaza in North Wilmington. Call 302-366-8600 to schedule an appointment today.
No. You can skip songs,
but don't skip your child's recommended vaccines. Talk to their doctor about how to stay up to date and help protect them.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home.
Text BRAVE to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.